Meherbal, among those with Baba at the Villa Alta Chiara in 1933, Anita had met Baba in America the previous year. She amused him very much by her response when he first told her that he was both God and man. We asked her to tell us the story.
We were on these beautiful southern afternoons, and we were seated on the steps with Baba in front of Alta Chiara. And Baba suddenly looked at me and said, "You know, Anita, I am both God and man." It was rather a shock to me, because somehow we all have ideas of what God... No, I had no idea of what God was. And I looked at Baba and I said, "Baba, dear, I mean, I don't understand you as a man. How can I understand you as God?" And then I said, "Oh, but look, it didn't matter at all. We all make mistakes. You know, you can call yourself God, call yourself whatever you like. It really doesn't matter. I love you just the same." Baba Howard laughed and called Chanji and said, "Anita is really amazing. You know what she said to me? It doesn't matter at all. It is no importance that I am made a mistake about my saying God and man. For her, it's actually totally indifferent about it."
If she lost her hold on the boulder, it would mean a fall of 15 or 20 feet onto the woman below, and then rolling down another 300 feet into the sea. Another of the party was holding onto the roots of bushes, but his hold was also among the four involved in this accident. As she was being rescued, she had an experience that is one of her most important memories from her stay in Italy.
What was amazing was this tremendous beauty of Baba. It was as if for the first time I saw what beauty was. As I was being pulled up, I couldn't to this day tell you whether it was, what it was, whether Baba was this humming sound, but I heard this clapping. And at the same time, Baba looked at me and I was being pulled up, and there, against the sea, against the cliffs, against the sky, Baba was like a tremendous Byzantine figure with the most beautiful smile. And there I thought, never will I see beauty again like this.
One of Delia's most special memories from this stay in Italy was of an evening on the terrace of Alta Chiara.
It was a beautiful moonlight night, and Baba went out on the terrace and we all sat round him, and he was sort of reclining, and he had on this most beautiful royal blue jacket, and the moon was shining straight on his face. And then there was the scent of the jasmine and the sound of the cicadas, and it was one of those timeless, beautiful moments with Baba. We just sat there, never said a word.
In July 19, we asked Delia what was the meaning of these holidays for her now.
Well, I feel Baba treated us rather like children. And he knew in the future we would need that love he was giving us. And as we had to keep coming back to the West and facing our problems, and also many of us were going to face a world war. And therefore, he had to keep feeding us. Each little trip, something different happened, and he gave us this to keep us faithful and steadfast. I think that was the meaning of it, really. And as he said, later on, you'll hardly see me.
These stories and...
With much better memories than mine, because I never kept a diary, so it's right. Difficult for me to recall all these last so many years.
Yeah.
Forget it, pack up your equipment.
But for example, see, there was that girl, Eileen Nettleton, who Bob had told you to take to Paris and send back to India.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's nowhere is it mentioned. I have no idea. Was she an Indian, or was she an Anglo-Indian? Or
now, how do you know about that?
Well, it's, I mean, like you said, it's all written in the diaries and all that. I mean, she's mentioned quite a bit. But
she is?
Yeah, she was with you. And see, I mean, you know, I'm editing Baba's biography.
Yes.
It's quite a large book, so all this is in there already.
They couldn't find anybody else. They chose you. God.
Anyway,
but see, so how do you know about this girl?
Well, I can say it's in the book.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. It's all in there. But see...
Which book?
Bao's biography. By Bao.
But how did he get the information? He wasn't there.
Well, like you said, it's all in Chanju's diary and everything, right? So you see, but you see, even though it's mentioned, you're the only one that would know, like, where she came from and who, I mean, was she an Indian or an Anglo-Indian, or who was she?
Anglo-Indian, she was white-skinned.
From Bombay, is that?
From Bombay.
And how did she come into the picture?
Well, that also should be in the diary.
But it's not. That's why I wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not going to discuss any more details with you about that, because they're intimate things.
Well, I know Baba wanted to take someone with him to the West, but
yeah.
Was she friends of Chanji, or how did
no.
She... So, if you could just enlighten me.
No, I'm not prepared to discuss how I found her.
Well, you found her?
Yeah.
Oh, so I didn't know that. Because I know Baba told the man to go out and try to find a girl
that's right.
To the West, but I didn't know it was you who contacted her.
That's all.
Okay. She was sent back.
Well, you were sent back. You know that.
Okay, could you just tell me this much? Was she younger, like 15, 16, or like 25?
No.
She was 10, 11, or how?
No. Well, she was a grown-up girl. She was about 19, between 19 and 21. You're taping all that, are you? You crafty bugger, you.
Wait a second.
You're a crafty bugger, aren't you?
I have to turn that part off.
Well, since you know about the damn thing, well, yes, she was between, I would say, well, between 18 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
Young, very pretty, attractive, charming personality, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, her parents were quite pleased with me. Her father, in the beginning, was rather difficult because he thought the whole thing was fishy.
Did she later have contact with Baba ever again?
Who?
After she was sent back, did she ever come again to Baba?
I don't think so. Not that I remember. Anyway, so her parents thought, especially her mother. Her father wasn't happy right till the very end. But her mother thought, well, here was her daughter getting a chance to go around the world and so forth.
Yeah.
And she sort of trusted me.
Mm-hmm.
She thought I was trustworthy and that I would look after her as a sister. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so something happened, I don't know what, and Baba, for some reason, was not pleased about her. And he suddenly announced one day before we'd reached Port Said that he wanted to send her back. And here again, I mean, these are details, I don't think we should be discussing all this.
Well,
you don't know about this, do you?
That he sent her back?
What happened and how and so forth?
Well, only that you took her to Paris and then sent her on a ship.
Yeah, that's all then.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't think I should tell you what happened and why.
The only time that they took her off?
What? Yeah, I don't think that's... Anyway, all right. So when Baba announced that, before we'd reached Port Said, that he wanted to go back from there, then I spoke up because I felt sort of personally responsible for the girl. And I had found her and her mother trusted me and so forth. So I was upset and I said to Baba, I said, what is this you're doing? And I was responsible for promising the girl all sorts of things, we'll take you around the world. And I felt personally responsible in a way. So I said, no, look, Baba, this is not good. Poor girl, at least let her see something of Europe. So, well, I spoke up so strongly that in the end he agreed and he said, all right. He said, where in Europe? I said, at least that time I could think of. I said, at least Paris. Let us see Paris before you send her back. So he said, okay. Then again, we had to decide who was to take her to Paris. Anyway, ultimately the choice fell on me. So I took her there. Yes, and poor Chanji, he was our tour manager, like you were at one time, tour manager in the trust, arranging trips to Happy Valley and so on, always making a mess of it. So Chanji was in charge of the whole thing, and well, we landed at Venice. We traveled by the Italian steamer Victoria, you have heard about that.
Yeah.
That's in the books, isn't it?
Yeah,
okay. So we went to the station, railway station at Venice, boarded a train for Paris, and Chanji assured her that this train went direct to Paris, straight to Paris, without changing. Yes, now the first stop, the first adventure, or near disaster that I experienced was at Bilan station. It's a very large station. And although it was March, yes, it was cold and miserable. So the girl, she felt she needed something warm to drink, so she asked me if I could get her a cup of coffee on the platform, the restaurant where it was. So I went down to get her that. And while I was getting the coffee, the damn train began to move, go away. I nearly died of heart failure. I said, my God, the girl's on the train, she's my responsibility. All the luggage is there, my passport is there, and hardly any money with me. I couldn't speak a word of Italian. The damn train's gone. And I felt absolutely helpless. So that I sat down on the platform, began to cry, and I said, Bhavana, what are you doing to me? She's in my charge, and she's gone, my luggage is gone, my passport's gone. I'm stranded, can't speak Italian, who do I approach? Anyway, so after about 10-15 minutes of this hell, this agony, the train came back. The damn thing was just shunting to take off some compartment, carriage or the other. Anyway, so soon after that, there was an Indian traveling in the same compartment who'd been to Europe before, and he began talking, and he said, now, where are you going? I said, Paris. He said, oh, well, do you know that this train doesn't go straight? You have to change. Huh? Change? And then I began swearing at Chanji. He'd put me on a train supposed to go straight and have to change. Anyway, so we had to change about 3 or 4 times in the middle of the bloody night, freezing cold, till we reached Paris. We were there about 4 or 5 days. Baba gave me some money to buy her some clothes and show her around. And after that, I took her by train to Marseille and put her on board the ship to India.
I mean, you joined Baba in London, I think.
Yes, and I, from Marseille, I came to London by train.
Didn't you once tell me that you had seen the play Oklahoma with Baba?
I can't remember the play. No. That's why I say I never kept diaries. Yeah. Right, that's it. That's about this girl.
Yeah. I think the next time was in June 34, I think, when you went with Baba and Chanji to Mongolia.
And who?
That ship's name was Mongolia. You and Chanji and Kaka and Baba.
Mongolia?
The SS Mongolia. It's June 34. It was when you had landed at Marseille and were met by Rano and Luano. You went to Paris. And you stayed at Dewey's also.
Was that girl was with you?
No, that was...
No, because from England we went to the States, New York.
That was in 32.
32, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Ah, yes, so, but then we went back.
Right.
What's your next date, 34?
No, I was jumping ahead. I'm actually going backwards here.
Ah.
You were...
because you went back...
When you went to the States, that was in March 32, that's right.
Hmm.
You were at Stokes' house.
Yeah.
Stokes. And you took the whole train journey across, didn't you? To Hollywood?
Yeah.
The whole trip?
Yeah.
Did you get some information from Charles?
Oh, yeah. See, actually, Val collected most of the information. I'm just doing who he didn't talk to.
Mm.
But in November of 32, again, you went.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, so soon after we returned, we went back. Yeah, and that time we traveled by an Italian ship.
Uh-huh.
I think it was the Conte Verde.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, there must have been numerous incidents along the way. Do you remember anything special about?
No, nothing at all.
To you that maybe others wouldn't know.
But as I said before,
well, it's not intimate though.
No. Nothing I remember. Which wasn't personal or intimate.
You went to Egypt also.
Hmm?
You went to Egypt and then went back from Alexandria.
Yeah.
Why did you go back and not, you didn't go on with Baba to he just decided that in the middle.
I went back where? From where?
Well, from Alexandria. Baba stayed on in Egypt.
Hmm. Where did I go?
You went You were, at least it says you were sent back from Alexandria for Port Said with Jal and Vishnu.
Good Lord. That's complete nonsense. I mean, who got that information? From where?
Yeah, that's why it's good to check it out. Isn't it? See, you were in Zurich, right, for a week.
Huh?
You were in Zurich.
Yeah.
Haiti Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, what happened? Coming back. It was you and Jal.
No, Jal wasn't there with me at all.
No. And Vishnu and Chanji. No, Chanji was left behind, sorry. Chanji wasn't there that
day. I think Vishnu was there, but Jal, no. Certainly not. And I wasn't sent back.
No.
I was never sent back. No. Adike was sent back. Yeah. Adike and Gani were sent back from New York.
Mm-hmm.
You got that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was always with Baba. I've never seen Baba.
Mm-hmm. What about the Portofino trip? Do you remember anything special?
Well, it was very pleasant. We had a lovely villa there. And
I think on that one you returned on the Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
You returned to India on a Victoria. It was a
the Italian ship.
On the boat Victoria, yes. I think we mostly traveled by Italian boats. We never liked them.
I mean, there were so many Germans, really.
Yes.
Unless you did have to keep it straight.
And unfortunately, I didn't keep a diary. I just wasn't interested because Chanji was keeping a diary. And as regards my intimate experience with Baba, I didn't.
Well, did Baba ever give you any specific duty while
traveling? Well, I was mostly the board reader.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I used to read the board.
During interviews? And
yeah.
Okay.
All the time. And I used to get tired and fed up because I had to be on my feet the whole day reading
mm-hmm.
the board.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, none of the others could read it as fast and right. accurately, even though I said myself as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Baba found it very convenient because I got so used to reading his board that sometimes he would spell out a few words and before he could finish, I would finish the sentence for him. And most times it was right.
Yeah.
Except when I went, hey, why, then he would say, no, that's not what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
So I was picked upon as the board reader most of the bloody time. Very tiring, man. It was all right for Baba because he was lying down on a couch comfortably. I was standing.
Yeah. Mm. I've seen some films like that with a person
yeah.
standing behind
it. Okay. Right, that's a lot.
That's
you said you wanted to ask three questions. You asked more than six.
I said three?
Yeah.
We should play the tape back. I don't think I said that. Oh, mm-hmm. I wasn't taping that time.
You said three.
But listen, I know you have some really good stories when you were
what?
I know you have some really good stories when you were younger.
Mm.
With you and your mom and especially the one about the tobacco. No, I have to have that. Because that's mentioned, but not accurately.
Who mentioned that?
I've been around.
No, no. Tell me who mentioned it.
Well, it's mentioned. It's a famous story. But I don't have it right.
But what do you have? Tell me.
No, then you'll say, yeah, that's right.
It's no, like, I'll correct you. No, I won't do that. No, I'm not tricky like you.
I don't know. I think I learned. Well, it's mentioned that you got into Baba's tobacco snuff thing, or tobacco chewing tobacco, and tried a little bit of it. Baba caught you, gave me a couple of whacks, I think, and said not to do it. And you said, well, but Baba, you chew it. He said, don't do as I do, but do as I say, or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Was
that
right?
Yeah.
Was that?
Yes, I chewed that tobacco when I got sick, so my mother found out what had happened. So she told Mirwan when he came back. And he gave me a hell of a walloping.
Oh, see, I got it. That happened when you were in Mirabad.
No,
school.
No, that was at home when I was a kid,
uh-huh.
living with my mother, not Mirabad.
Well, you were at Mirabad, and I think once took some raw onions for lunch, something like that, and Baba said, you're not special here. So. Is that true?
Well, Pindu must have told you that story because
well,
he was there.
No. I see, it's mentioned in the book. What is the exact story?
Well, have you finished with the tobacco business?
Yeah. You said it was in Pune, and then your mom said he would tell me when he comes back.
Mm-hmm. But soon after that, Mehrwan himself gives me a pinch of tobacco to chew. Yeah.
When you're still...
I get more confused. I said, well, what the heck is this? You beat me up for chewing it, now you're giving it to me yourself. He said, well, I'm giving it to you. That's okay. And that time I wasn't sick. No, this onion business, I was in this school, Hazrat Babajan school, all living in the hidden. The food was plain, monotonous. I didn't like it. So, and Pindu was the kitchen manager. So one day I told him, I said, look, Pindu, you are my kitchen. Said, what is this bloody food? Simple, plain, same, dal and rice every day. Can't you get me some pickle or something? He said, well, we have no pickle. He said, all I can give you is an onion. Which I relished. It was a change. But somehow Baba found out and he got furious. He got mad at Pindu, he got mad at me, so Pindu tried to shield me. He said, no, it's not his fault, I give it to him, but no, but why did he eat it? No, boy. So he lined up all the boys and made me stand in front of them and berated me in front of them, denounced me. Oh, he's my brother, but he's a thief. He took that onion and so forth. And then he made Dattu Mendarge. He was one of the boys there. And we were close friends. We were sharing the same room, the little room. So he made Dattu step forward and spit in my face. Lucky you weren't there, boy, at that time.
I didn't know I
wasn't. He would have died. He wouldn't have existed. But poor Dattu, I mean, he was so taken aback. He just didn't know what to do. And I said, come on, do it. So he stepped forward nervously, but he couldn't get, his mouth got so dry, he couldn't get the spit in his mouth. So you can imagine my humiliation. That time I wish the earth would break up and swallow me. Anyway, so that's the incident of the onion. And poor Pendry was feeling so bad. Anyway. Well, that was one way of telling me that although you're my brother, doesn't mean that you can be an exception. That you have to eat what the other boys eat. Yeah. Who the hell are you to have an extra onion? Just a little bloody onion. Okay, get on now quick before I get mad at you.
You didn't really want to join that school though at the time, did you? Yeah, you're in Pune, you must have had friends there.
Yes, who told you that?
See how intuitive I am.
No, he called me there and he said, look, I'm starting the school and you are my brother and I would like you to come and join. But then he... But in my opinion, he made the mistake of asking me if I would like it. If he just said, yes, I want you to come, then I would, well, that's it, whether I like it or not. But he asked me, I said, well, if you ask me, I wouldn't be happy at all. Because I had some ideas to what life there would be like, austere and plain food and getting up early in the bloody morning. And he got very mad at that. Anyway, so I was in a way coerced into joining the school. Right, get on.
Do you remember during those years any other incident that happened similar to that where Baba took you to task in front of the others and something you had done?
Apart from that incident, no. Yeah, he made up for it afterwards and tried to explain to me. And still, no, nothing else that I remember.
Your father had once had some rooms at Bhagwanda's store. Was that... before you were born? And at the time when Babajan kissed Baba, like in 1913, you're about 3 years old. You weren't staying in that well.
He wasn't born. 1913.
1910 you were born.
For 1914 he was born.
1914, July 10th. That year before that Babajan embraced him, your family wasn't in that well house then. See, Baba was coming down that road, you know, down Baba John's tomb on his way to college. And Joss says he was staying somewhere down the road. See, that's on a different side where Baba John's tomb is. And Baba was on his cycle coming from the house towards the college, but he couldn't have been in that Baba's house now. It had to be somewhere else.
No, I don't think he was in that house with the well.
Yeah.
You know, that house came later.
But is that Bhagwan Das Chowl in that area? Or that's somewhere completely different?
Yeah. That's not very, very far from where Baba Jan's shrine is.
Bhagwan Das Chowl.
No, I remember the little house in front of the house with the well in it, that small house with that big pumpkin house. I remember that when I was a kid.
Staying there.
Yeah. And that was the house, the attic of which Baba spent quite a few months, not eating or doing anything and so forth. Yeah.
Where your mother found us in that time.
Mm.
That is a question. Yeah. Well, you used to go with your mother to Pathi Maharaj, so you must have been witness to quite a number of interesting scenes.
Yeah.
Of which you will now relate, happily.
No, because, well, although I was very young, about 4 or something, but still, you know how it is sometimes, memories from your childhood come back to you clearly, and whereas something which happened last month, perhaps you forget.
That's right.
Yes, I remember my mother taking me to Pathi Maharaj quite a few times.
And Baba was there then?
Yeah. Although I'm not conscious of seeing Baba much around there. I think Baba would just go into the background when my mother arrived, because he knew there would be a scene between my mother and Pathi Maharaj. And there invariably was. But I remember Pathi Maharaj being very loving to me and playing with me on his lap and so forth. And I also remember the terrific rows that they used to have, my mother and Pathi Maharaj. Maharaj would call her all sorts of obscene names. And
he would speak to her in Hindi? Or
Marathi, and threatened to beat her up and so forth. And once I remember my mother narrating this later on, that one time she got really married to Pathi Maharaj because she kept pestering him, "You've taken my son Mervan away and give him back." And so Pathi Maharaj said, "Well, I'm not holding Mervan back. You can take him now. Who's holding him? I haven't held him captive here. I haven't chained him up." And my mother said, "Well, you know that Mervan won't come unless you order him to." Pathi Maharaj said, "Well, I'm not going to order him, it's up to him." Then he said, "Well, I'll tell you what, do one thing. I'll order Mervan to go back to you, but you leave this son of yours with me," referring to me. So my mother got really mad at that. "What, you swallowed up one son, and now you want to swallow up another son? Well, we were, Baba and myself were my mother's favorites." That ended up in that usual row. Anyway, okay, get on.
I thought there were times when Maharaj paid respect to your mother.
Oh, yes, I mean, he could be very charming, he could be very nice and kind, but at other times, but as I say, usually the relationship broke down towards the end, and it would end up in a slanging match, swearing at each other match. Yeah.
Did Bairam used to come with you also sometimes?
Who?
Bairam.
Not that I remember.
Just you and your
mother? Hmm?
Just you and your mother.
Mm. Right.
Well, I wanted to jump ahead a little bit. In Cam, in 37, it was September. Now, you joined later, and you were not well when you arrived. How's it you joined later? I mean, how come you didn't go with Bob at the time when he went with the others? It was in Cam, 1937.
Well, if you haven't heard about that, I'm not going to tell you. Why didn't you throw him out? Why did you ask him to come? Just pestering me, set up for nothing.
The reason I say, see, when you arrived, it says that Adi's and Ruano's birthday was celebrated. And I was wondering, your birthday's in July, and that other Adi wasn't there at that time.
So at that time, I didn't know that my birthday was on the 10th of July.
So they had made up his birthday for the passport. He was underage, so they had to increase his age.
When I first went with Baba to Europe, I was legally underage. The British were ruling India, and it was very difficult for a minor to get a passport without going through a hell of a lot of palaver. So the person who was responsible for getting us our passports, I think it was he who suggested to Baba, or Baba said, "All right, increase his age, make him a major." So they just chose a date and year at random. And that was always in my passport, so for many, many years.
Till after Baba dropped his body,
Or before, I'm not sure. I was under the impression that I was born in 1912, the 18th of September. Because I didn't have my birth certificate.
Yeah.
I don't think my parents ever bothered to get an official birth certificate. My father had a little diary in which he would write down the dates when his children were born. So it was some years ago that once I'd Baba had called me, had gone to India and was at Mehrazad, and Mani and I were discussing our respective ages. So I teased her, I said, "Oh, you're also getting old now, and you're so and so this age." And she said, "What?" She said, "No." And I said, "Well, I was born in 1912, you're 4 years younger, so you're this age." She said, "No, you weren't born in 1912. So you're talking, you were born in 1914. Then, yes, I had my school leaving certificate with me somewhere, so I dug that out. And on that I discovered that I was born on the 10th of July, 1914. Right. So then, no, I wasn't ill when I went to Canada. I fell ill after I got there.
And you traveled alone from India?
Alone, yeah. And now what happened was, I'd been with Baba so many times that I'd really got tired. Especially having to stand on my feet the whole day reading the board. So when Baba arranged to go in 1937, he said, "Oh." Then there again he asked me, he said, "Would you like to come?" I said, "No." He said, "Since you're asking me," I said, "I'm tired of this traveling and I'd like to rest." He said, "Okay." But within 15 days of his reaching Europe, he sent me an express telegram ordering me to come. So I had to go. That's how I traveled alone on the Victoria. And that was during the monsoon. The Indian Ocean was very rough, the Arabian Sea. But I didn't get seasick, fortunately. I remember the cabin next to mine, there were four Indian Christian girls who were going to Rome to become nuns or something, and they spent the whole time in bed, mourning loudly, calling to Jesus for help. They thought they were dying. They were so sick. That's how I went. Soon after reaching Cannes, I fell ill. Right, what's next? I'm telling you much more than I decided.
You've been very sweet. You know, when you got married in 1944, in February, to Gulu, Baba was in Aurangabad, but he didn't come down for that wedding. No. Jenny wrote to me about your wedding in 47. Mm-hmm. You had gone to Mehrazad afterwards.
Not Mehrazad, at Adi Senior's place. We met before the wedding. Baba said it. Married us. Well, put our hands together before the actual priest ceremony.
At the Magyarat.
Vilus.
So in 44, though, did Baba come from around
there? No.
No. But I think Henry and some of the others came.
He says.
And how old were you then when you got married?
73, I can't remember.
So, after you all were married, though, you stayed in Ahmednagar, didn't you?
At Vilas.
At Vilas place. And before that, were you living in Ahmednagar or Pune?
Ahmednagar.
Not at Mehrabad.
No, on and off, I used to come and go, but mostly with Sarosh.
At Vilas place. Because you stayed at Mehrabad, actually, for 5 or 6 years.
Oh, yes.
In the early 40s.
Yeah. But, no, I think I lived at Saroshi after marrying Guru, not before. Until then I was in Mehrabad.
Yeah. Well, you were in Pune with your mother when she died, though, weren't you? And that was 43, I think, February.
Yeah.
43, yeah.
And Baba was in Mahabaleshwar and came with Eric. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And did Baba come actually in the middle of the night or in the morning? Do you?
I can't remember that. Now, that time also, I'd fallen ill, had bad bronchitis, so I didn't even attend my mother's funeral.
But you were staying in the house? In the house there where she died?
She died in hospital.
I think she died at home. She was staying in the hospital, and then they brought her home.
No. She died in hospital.
David Sassoon.
Yeah?
Miss Sassoon.
Yeah. Who said she died at home? John? No, his memory is that old. I remember this very clearly. She died in hospital. She was in a coma for about 4 or 5 days, and then she died there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she had fallen down, is that it? And maybe hit her head. And that's how she got it.
No.
She just went into a coma.
Well, I think Charles' memory is failing now, but he should remember that. Because we were all there, Behram, Charles, myself. And in the middle of the night, my mother suddenly called out to us.
So she was conscious?
At that time, she was conscious, yeah. And she was sitting up in bed looking peculiar. So I sat next to her and she got hold of my hand and she was saying something which she couldn't speak clearly because by the time she'd had a, the stroke was beginning. And she spoke, of course, in Gujarati, which to me sounded like her telling me tapkirla, that means give him a snuff box, because she used to take snuff all the time. So I looked in the pocket of the little jacket she was wearing to see if the snuff box was there. And then she passed my hand and said, no, no. Eventually we found out that she was asking us to get a doctor. Because she was feeling very bad. But then she became unconscious and we took her to hospital. She didn't hit her head or anything.
Well, you were with Baba when your father died. So did she describe that to you? He was in Bombay, wasn't he?
No, my father died in Pune. At home. That house with the well. I was in Switzerland with Baba in 1934 when you got a telegram.
Did your mother describe you, though? What did he die of? Was it old?
I am not sure. Just old age, I suppose. He had some illness. He was in hospital, Sassoon Hospital, for some time. Then my brother, my mother, brought him back home, and he died there. So none of his sons were with him when he died.
I remember the father sent a telegram, should I send Adi back?
Oh, I don't know about that, no. Because Jar was in China, and Behram and I were with Baba in Switzerland, yeah.
Well, after that, there was a time when Jal and Behram and your mother lived in Bombay for maybe a year, I don't know.
More than that.
Why exactly did they go to Bombay?
I don't know.
Was it that Behram was hoping to have a work in a film studio? Or?
No, I don't think that time there was much talk about Behram working in a film studio. I think this was arranged between my mother and Baba. And it was decided that we should go and stay in Bombay for some time. We stayed in Dadar.
You were there?
Yes, I was there.
Yeah, it was a place called Bani Mansion. It's the name of the place. But
I don't know.
I think it was more than a year.
Oh, more definitely more than a year.
And, you know, when Baba brought those people to Nasik, you were there in Nasik for that whole time, the Westerners were there. What exactly did Baba tell you to do?
I look after them.
To see to all their needs.
Isn't it? Because he was in Mehrabad, he would come once a week, he would go there. The rest of the time, they were Nasik.
So, you didn't stay at Rohori much?
No, I don't think I ever stayed at Rohori.
You're always in Nasik. You know, did Baba ever have pets when he was little there with your mother?
Salo, sure, he's a crafty, cunning son, sir, Manchas. He made me talk in the end. But I'm just being kind to you. Yes. Anyway, what?
Even your abuses are sweet. Even your abuses are sweet. Sweet music.
I'm still feeling dopey at that time.
Well, where? I'll have some more tea.
I mean, but I've had about half a dozen cups.
Do you give me some tea now?
Yeah, I had some.
Where is it?
You had it.
Oh. Well, I don't remember Baba having pets when he was young because I wasn't born then.
Yeah, but your mom may not have liked that.
My mom wasn't very fond of
animals.
No. And both my mother and particularly my father disliked cats intensely.
Both your mother and your father?
Especially my father. They had a very strong aversion to cats. No. This is something new. What have you been told this?
No. That is something new.
Hmm?
That's very new to me. Do you remember Jamshed much?
Yes.
You were in Pune when he died, no?
I was in Pune. He died at a place, a small town called Loni. Yeah. Yes, I remember. I was very fond of pets when I was a kid, especially birds, hens, and the little fighting pheasants and so forth.
You actually kept some as pets?
Yeah. My mother would always get mad at me.
And Bob would come and visit you sometimes in that, when you were there, and that, quite often, probably.
When I was there?
When you were a child.
Yeah, I remember he would come sometimes from Manzil Amin to visit my mother and visit us. He used to write, correspond. Yes, I remember him. I remember, yes, for instance. Once he'd come to Pune and I told him, I said, look, next time you come, bring me a large mechano set.
What is that?
Hmm?
What is that? Building set?
Yes, a building set. Mm-hmm. One of those. And then he did. And he sent a hand winding, well, that was the only sort that was made in those days. Gramophone for my mother, with that large horn. Yeah. Right, what else?
Well, you know, I mentioned the other day about when Mayor spoke about that incident with playing chess. No, you said drafts. You remember that time? That was must have been very early days.
Yeah. The women were in that old post office building. And, well, as far as I remember, even then, no men were allowed to go there and so forth. But Papa made an exception for me because, well, I suppose because I was young.
Would you actually sleep there with your mother in that room?
Huh?
Would you actually spend the night there with your mother?
No.
This is just on, like a day visit.
Yeah. Like, I can't remember that, actually. Yeah, but I remember playing. I had forgotten all these years until Mera once reminded me that we used to play draft.
He might be in front of Baba. When we went to Shirin's Nazar.
That was in Guru Prasad?
In Mera's. Shirin was 7.
See, I go out to Mera's. I make tapes of Mera twice a week.
You do, huh?
You must know all that.
So what?
So I have quite a bit of information about her, and I'd be interested if you have any memories. So you were really one of the only men to ever meet Mera, the Baba Rao, in the later years. She recalls that. She recalls that.
Yeah.
No, I meant towards the later years.
No, but as a child, the only thing I really remember is my playing drafts with Mera. She was always very friendly with me and so forth, apart from that.
Well, this incident, though, when you met Mera's out, though, that was other than after Shireen's daughter, or that was the only time? There was one time when you came inside and said Jay Bob to her, and Shireen Bob brought her out, and she said Jay Bob to you. Was that the same time?
Yeah.
Shireen's daughter?
Yeah,
it
was 64.
But that or afterwards, I can't remember now. But it wasn't only Jai Baba. He spoke.
Because that, I mean, that, she was in very strict seclusion.
Yeah. And Baba gave us permission to speak, so she asked me something, and I asked her thing. Well, it's a general thing, how are you, and how's things and so forth. Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, all those years before that, you never saw her.
Well, from a distance, Baba, but no, never met her. Yeah, that was the first time after many, many years that I met Mera face to face and talked with her. But apart from that, very often Baba would give me little errands from Mera. For example, to go to the tailor, if you wanted something done, she would tell Baba or tell Adi to do it. Because the others perhaps didn't take so much interest or what, I don't know. So Baba would send me on these errands.
That was in Nagar.
In Nagar, yeah. Right. What else? Esther?
Esther? Well, that's all the questions I have, but...
No, that's a lot.
But I was going to ask you, I mean, since you had so much contact with Baba, I mean, there must be one or two stories. I mean, do you have any stories that have, like, a good point that illustrate something that you would like to be included in Baba's biography with you, between you and Baba? Anything, incident that occurred that you think is worthwhile, that should be mentioned in Baba's biography? some personal story between you? Where Baba really taught you a lesson, sort of thing?
Well, no, the only instance that I remember is these are kind of